Hello dear listener, you find me in the delightful climes of Finchley Road, inside the stretch limousine home where some of our European cousins appear to be having a shouting competition. There's a man a couple of seats back who doesn't seem to know that you don't need to shout into a mobile phone. There's a gentleman in front of me who's talking to his travelling companion. Who doesn't realise his travelling companion is less than a metre away from him. It's an interesting day, and it's nice to have a bank holiday weekend ahead. in fact, it's been an interesting day. Because this morning I was just coming into work and I noticed some crowd barriers outside Western House, which is the home of Radio 2. Now traditionally that means that it's a non-minor celebrity who's approaching. Funnily enough, I was talking to some of my colleagues earlier and we have a collection of autograph hunters who inhabit the area around the front of the building when they know that somebody interesting is being interviewed. I believe these are the guys who get stuff signed and then sell it on eBay. I don't imagine you can make much of a living out of it, but it's certainly something to do. And they do it rain or shine. And my colleagues do not call them the troglodytes, because that would be me. Anyway, I was interested, and of course it's always interesting to find out who's appearing. And it turned out to be the mighty Roger Taylor and Brian May from rockular pop band Queen, or The Queen. Band who were being interviewed by Chris Evans on his Radio 2 breakfast show. And very interesting it was too. It's not often I listen to Radio 2 in the morning when I'm at work, but it was a good listen. And then I tweeted about it and I got a response saying it's not them, it's been pre-recorded. I thought, well, that's interesting, I shall take a quick look. And so I looked on the webcam and there where they were. You can tell it was them because they looked just like them. And I could see that Chris Evans' mouth was moving in time with the television, so the screen. So either it was a simulcast, which isn't very likely, or it was live. So I wrote back saying, no, it is live. So I thought, and he said, no, you're mistaken. I thought, well, I can see the studio from here. So anyway, I thought, right, well, there's only one way to prove this. So I waited until they left the studio and came downstairs and took a photo of Brian May as he was leaving the building. It was very nice because he waved at me as well, which is quite nice. Unfortunately, I didn't get the photo of that bit. Seems like an affable chap, though. Very big hair, but it's all gone grey nowadays. So I posted that, and the individual concerned said, oh, well, they were at the BBC 2 days in a row then. Well, that doesn't excuse you saying it was pre-recorded when it clearly wasn't. So there we go, that was my interesting story for the morning. I had another story to tell, but I can't quite remember what it was. So that's going to have to wait. But it's the bank holiday weekend, I'm very much looking forward to that. In fact, we may be looking at our forthcoming new car, which isn't the car we were going to be buying, or the car that we weren't going to be buying, but it has a very similar registration plate to the car we were thinking about buying but didn't. There we go. And it's still beige. So that's Saturday. We're not going to be able to pick it up on Saturday because I can't. And it's still beige. Our plans are quite clear. What I'm going to try and do though, because the last few nights I've been dreaming work dreams, and that's never very good. I'm going to just try and clear my mind and just not think about work at all. Tonight I'm going to have a nice evening in with Beth, and I might have a glass of beer, in fact. Tomorrow night I'm hoping to go into the studio because it's a complete mess after recording the Bagel Tech Big Show. I just sort of put the camera down and it's just very... I was looking for a replacement firewire lead and I couldn't find one, but obviously got lots of boxes out in the process. And Sunday and Monday? Well, who knows? Some family time, hopefully. Right, I shall sign off now and wish you a happy weekend. I know there's plenty of audio booths I should be responding to, but I can't remember any of them. But I hope Simon's better, definitely. And I look forward to hearing from you soon if you fancy booing. I'm talking to you, Fran.